This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, you know, Jason said, we don't have anybody today. It's okay. You and me. Just the two of us. We'll do it. And now it's just me. All right. So, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us in class. And if you'd like to call in, if you've got some preparedness tips or suggestions, that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about the book, not published, but, you know, items in it, things that I've done, things that have happened lately to the Fennelli family and how we've reacted to it for 2 hours. If you'd like to call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, telephone listen line is up and running, 605-477-3249. Okay, so let's start with Menards. A few weeks ago, Mrs. Fennelli and our son went to Menards, and they bought some dog biscuits for TJ because they had the big boxes on sale. And these are, like the size of a shoebox, but for boots. So they bought two of them, brought them home. And they had maggots in them, maggots in the dog biscuits. So what do you do? Well, Mrs. Fennelli put a few biscuits in each of three bags, you know, Ziploc type sandwich bags, threw the rest of them away. The other box was unopened. And we decided there's no way we're going to feed these to our dogs. So I went to Menards with Mrs. Fennelli a few days ago, and the best used by date was on the box, and it was certainly within the best used by date. And I went to the control tower, and I did not bring the receipt. And it's a Menards biscuit. It's not like it's some other brand. It's theirs. You can only get them at Menards. And there's only one Menards near here. And there's next one is over 100 miles away. This one's about 50 miles away or 60 miles away. So we brought them back, and the gal says, well, the best way to do this is go over to that kiosk there and get your receipt. Now I'm working on this kiosk, and you have to enter the kind of card you used and which card and so forth, and you scan your card. And it was a pain. 10 minutes later, I said, I give up. I give up. So I went back to the control tower, and one of the maggots had drilled a hole in the tape. I guess they saw daylight coming through this clear plastic shipping tape that the box was packaged with. And one maggot was popped out looking for daylight, crawling around on the top of the box, and she said, "Ooh, that's disgusting." I said, "Yeah, that's what I thought, because my dog asked me to bring these back. He said he won't eat them." So, as she was ringing it up, I said, "So, are you in school?" It was a young girl. And she said, yeah. I said, "So, what do you want to be if you grow up?" She said the most amazing thing to me. She said, "I want to be rich." You know, most people would say, well, you want to be a carpenter or a plumber or a mechanic or a doctor or a lawyer or Indian chief or, you know, some kind of a occupation or profession. She just wants to be rich. I said, "So what are you going to do to try to make that happen?" And she said she was going to find some NBA player, you know, National Basketball League type player, or hockey, or some well-paid player, and she was going to latch on and try to become that guy's or gal's trainer. So she was going to ride on the coattails of someone who has already made a lot of money. Interesting thought. She was a millennial. I guess that's the way we think today, right? So instead of doing your best to achieve your goals, you find someone else who has achieved the goals that you wish you could achieve and cling on. To me, that's what's wrong with America. Just one little iota of what's wrong with America. And while we're beating up Menards, they have these 11% off sales quite regularly. They used to be every, I don't know, quarter of a year or a third of a year, every 6 months. Now they seem to have them every few weeks. But it's not 11% off sale. That's what they call it. It's really, you get 11% back as a rebate. So you have to get your receipts, and you have to put them all together, and then you have to fill out this coupon, and then you just mail it in, put a first-class stamp on it, and then about 4 to 6 weeks later, you get this thing that looks like a, what's it look like? It looks like a postcard. It looks so much like a postcard, I threw the first one out. Yeah, I did. And it was a $100 rebate. It looked like, you know, get your swimming pool here, or, I mean, it looks cheesy. And it says, you know, international rebates or something as the return address, which is small. But, you know, there's a picture of a swimming pool or something like that on the back of this postcard-looking thing. It looks like junk mail. It really does. And the one I threw out was for, you know, around $100. I bought a stainless steel hot water heater for, it's about $1,000, so 11%, and about a little over $100 in rebate. So I had to get it replaced, which took another, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, and it was just a hassle. So that's their hook. They get you coming back again and again and again by this 11% off rebate. Well, let's see. What else should I talk about? I should talk about the Menards credit card. And they've got you get 2% back if you use their card. Well, it's, you know, probably worth doing if you don't mind being tracked for everything you buy, but we're tracked anyway on everything we buy if we use a credit card. So we use the credit card, and we get the statement in, and we got the statement yesterday. So yesterday was October 28th. The payment was due 7 to 10 days before the due date. The due date was the day before we got it. So it was due October 29th. We get it on October 20th. I'm sorry. It was due on October 27th. We get it in the mail on October 28th, and there's a up to $38 late fee. Did I say that right? Up to $38 late fee. I was livid. Counted to 1,000. Called up the credit card company. I was very polite, and I said, geez, you know, y'all sent this out, and we received it after the due date, and you want 7 to 10 days to process it before you hit me with a $38 late fee. And the gal said, yeah, it happens sometimes. So she credited me, and that was kind of nice of her. Very courteous gal, and this is Capital One. They're always nice, but boy, are their fees outrageous. And I think the interest rate that they charge if you want to roll over to the next month, you know, some of your portion of your outstanding balance, you're looking at over 29%. Did you hear me right? 29%. It's outrageous. Why would anybody do that? I was prepared to say to them, tell you what, if you can't fix this, that's not a problem. I'm not going to pay the bill. You don't want to fix it? You'll get nothing. And I won't use Menards, nor will I use your Capital One credit card with a Menards big card imprinted on it. I was literally prepared to do that, but I didn't have to. And I think the way to hammer the credit card companies when they pull stunts like this is to complain to the company whose name is on the credit card. So, for example, it's issued by Capital One, but it says Menards Big Card on it. It's this most gaudy-looking, childish. I think they had a contest, and they got a bunch of seven-year-olds to design the front of the cart. And the worst one is the one they chose. That's what it looks like. Maybe nine-year-olds in art class. It's really, really gaudy-looking. But that's what Menards does. And speaking of credit cards, got another credit card bill in the mail. And when I had to, I want to thank our detractor, a guy named Keith. He really helped me see the light. And because he decided to beat us up so often, I shut down our website. Thank you very much, Keith. Really appreciate it. I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to post news articles. Don't have to write anything. I don't have to do anything. And that was because we have a detractor who just couldn't stop beating me up every single day. This guy demanded that we sell our farm and give him the proceeds. This guy is just awful. Anyway, so I shut down the credit card. Shut down the website. And we keep getting this bill from Intuit. And Intuit is that TurboTax company. And it keeps showing up, $12.95. Well, that started out as one of these credit card, take your payment over the internet type applications attached to our website. I don't sell anything, so I don't need it. So I called them, canceled it. No problem. No problem, Mr. Finelli. Thank you very much. And it just keeps appearing to $12.95. It's 3 months now. I called them up, and I got it. Got a credit. So month number one, $12.95. Call them up, get it canceled. Next month, I got a credit. Perfect. This month, it's back. So what do you do in a case like that when the company just doesn't pay attention and they cause you excess grief? Well, I could call into it and say, y'all, you just don't get it, right? You just keep billing me for something I don't want, don't need, can't use. And you just won't lay off. Well, I can call them and do that. Or I already told them and I have the case number. I have the 800 number. I've got all the information. I wrote it right on the credit card statement. I just got 3 months ago statement. I've got it right in front of me. Another $12.95 on there. This time I'm going to take a different approach. I'm going to go through the credit card company, and I'm going to dispute it. I'm going to say, I told these guys. I have the case number. They said they would take care of it. They keep billing me. Now, when I do that, they are going to lose their $12.95 because immediately that will be credited to me. The next thing that happens is Intuit gets charged $35 as a fee when someone disputes a charge on a credit card. So when a merchant puts a charge on your credit card and you dispute it immediately, that charge gets credited to you, and the merchant gets hit with a $35 fee. It's pretty much universal. Now, I figure that between the $12.95, they're really not going to want to fight that. And they know that if I do it this time, I'm going to keep doing $35 chargebacks every month from now on until hell freezes over. Yeah, I will. So who's Intuit? You might think that they're these really nice TurboTax people, right? Well, let me tell you who they are. Intuit lobbies the U.S. Congress. What do they lobby them for? Well, that would be to keep the tax code so complicated that you need TurboTax to help you fill out your taxes. Because they know that you can't do it because it's so complicated. Well, a few of you can. Actually, I'm sure our class can. But I'm talking about the GDP. They can't do it. So lobbying Congress to make the tax code stay complicated. That's Intuit. The same people I'm talking about. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, just me in the studio today. David in Illinois, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? I spoke to some younger people, and you're bringing up about taxes and making it so complicated. And I remember when we got our last year of high school, they would actually teach you how to do your taxes in economics before you graduated, you know, so you could do this. And, you know, I spoke to some younger people today, and do they teach you this? No, they don't teach us that. You know, because I would ask them, why are you going to have your taxes done? Oh, I can't do them. Why? Well, I don't know how to do them. Why? You know, and it they don't teach any of that anymore, even before they get out and go on into the world.
Well, when I taught in the Commonwealth of Virginia, our high school was a pretty famous named high school. It was a very large old building built probably around in the 40s, maybe the 30s. It's a large brick, southern colonial type building. It's really impressive. And in the front of the schoolyard was, on the grass, was a house built to match, same roof pitch and tall roof, slate roof. And it was literally a house. And the house had living room, kitchen, bedroom, and it was designed for teaching home economics. So you, as a student in high school, could actually learn how to vacuum and clean and wash windows and cook in the kitchen, and you could sit at the table and balance your checkbook. You'd learn about home finance. You'd learn about lending, borrowing, and farming, and all the numerical things that went into that profit loss. You literally learned how to run a house. And gradually, that was reduced to the point where it's non-existent today. So one of the most important things that a family does is run the family operation. You can call it the family business if you want. It's father, mother, children all working together and sharing in everything that goes on. Income, outgo, whatever you want to call it. Cooking, cleaning, maintaining the building, all of those things removed. And you're absolutely right. So I went to this is back in 1993 that I did this. I went to the superintendent of schools. He's the guy that hired me to run the class that manufactured computers within the school system. And I rewrote. I volunteered to do this. No one said, hey, you got to rewrite the curriculum. I rewrote it. And I said, here's what it's missing. We are missing teaching home finance. We're missing teaching principles of insurance, ethics, business ethics, principles of banking, principles of law, all the common things that we need to know about. We're missing these, and we need to put them back into the school system. So my plan was reading, writing, arithmetic, science, those kinds of things. Everybody gets to learn that at the high school level, freshman, sophomore. And then when they get to become juniors and seniors, they can opt in, take an elective, which would be my course on how to start a business, how to be an entrepreneur. And that class centered around a manufacturing company that was thriving within the school system. We actually made computers in the school system. And we sold them, and we built networks, and we networked schools throughout the state or the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm talking, it's a pretty big state. And we sold $1,200,000 worth of computers and network equipment in 1 year from my classroom. So it actually worked. But when I proposed to the superintendent that we change the curriculum, it's like, it's never going to happen. We can't do that. And that's because the county governments that run the school system get money that's taken from the taxpayers at the muzzle of a gun, sent by the states to the federal government corporation. Then this federal government corporation takes a portion of that and sends a little bit back to the states that distribute it to the county school systems. So it's money. We'll be right back with David.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A current high-level White House national security official will be meeting with Congress today as part of the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Army Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Vindman, the top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council, a copy of his opening statement indicates he'll tell lawmakers about his concerns with President Trump's July phone call with the President of Ukraine. This is House Democrats are planning the next steps towards the possible impeachment of President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the House will vote Thursday on a bill to establish the procedure in the ongoing inquiry. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan reacts.
We've had these 8 depositions now. They've been leaking selective parts of it. You can't undo what they've done. I think this is just one more kind of make it up as you go along example.
He was speaking on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
today.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
David's with us in Illinois. And so David and class, instead of teaching reading, writing, penmanship, cursive writing, creative thinking, auto mechanics, plumbing, heating, home economics, science, principles of business, we are shifting the classroom time to multicultural and homosexual agendas. That's where we are. So if you love your children, take them out of the public training camp, because the odds are increasing that you send your boy or girl to the public training camp or the public university or the public community college, and what you get back at the end of 2 to 4 years is increasingly a homo. How'd that happen? Not only that, but you get to pay for it while it happens. David?
Yes. You know, they're actually teaching children as young as they're starting out in preschool, teaching them homosexualism and transgenderism. I do not understand. I mean, my original intention in college was psychology, and I did a lot of years of this. And they know, the science community knows, these children have no clue. They don't even have no, interest in the opposite or sexual orientation at that time. I don't understand. The only thing, my opinion about that is there's the whole homosexual community. They have lobbyists in government, which they do, which is amazing. But hey, that's the free society, I guess. And they found a way they can walk right in the door and force this to happen right under every parent's nose. And there's nothing, they're not fighting to do anything about it. They're just,
David, you mentioned psychology. I remember being in psychology 101 at the university as a freshman, and I was interested in what this was all about. I wanted to understand how this all works. I got to tell you, what I found out was that most of the people in the class with me were there for one reason, to find out what was wrong with themselves. I'm not kidding. Did you find that too?
There was a lot of interesting young people. Most of the classes I did, the first class, there was your slackers that were just wanting to be there. But the ones that really, the more advanced classes, they were in there to try to understand, and to really get an understanding of everything and everybody that's around them. I mean, they were really the ones interested. You hit that afterwards. The first ones, they were just taking. Sorry.
Did you learn about conditioned response?
There was so much that we learned, and obviously, things have changed in, terminologies, and it's been a while. I mean, we've learned a lot. I mean,
well, let me give an example.
Yeah, that was.
I sat in the front row, second seat from the left in Psychology 101. We had this really weird psychology instructor. And he was teaching us about conditioned response. So, for example, you give your dog a biscuit, and you say, biscuit, and hey, biscuit, biscuit, biscuit. And eventually the dog realizes that that word means he's going to get this treat, and he starts salivating. So you kind of condition the dog to, when you say biscuit, he comes running over because he wants one of those things, and he starts salivating. So you actually condition that response, okay? He provides conditions for that response.
Yeah, they used rats to explain that, but it was more upsetting the way they showed us the cases, how they were teaching them. Either you get treat. go ahead. Sorry.
So I sat next to this gal. Now, this was back in the 70s. These were the days of the miniskirts, and when we were at the university, they had these kind of desk chair setups. So you'd have this metal frame seat. Or frame, and then there was a molded plywood seat, and then you'd have off to the side this writing surface, so you could lift up the surface and put it in position, and then you'd have your own little desk, or you could swing away that writing surface. Did you ever have one of those?
No, we had. They wouldn't swing. Our desks were just your standard wood top chair attached to the chair.
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So these are the days of the miniskirts. And I sat next to this girl whose last name was Fox. And it was pretty apt. And she was a real pretty girl, and she wore a miniskirt to classes every day. And instead of using that writing surface, she would put her notebook on her lap. And write on her lap, take notes from what the instructor said and what he put on the board. And this instructor was, I'd say maybe 30 years old. Kind of a goofy guy. And we were learning about conditioned response. So she and I talked about this, and we wanted to see if it worked. So what she would do is when the instructor was at the extreme other side of the room, as far away from us as she could, as he could be, she would lift up her notebook, show her legs, spread her legs just a little bit, and write on her notepad. And he'd come running over to get a good peek. And just as he would get close, she'd put her notebook on her lap. No more peeking. So, so what she trained him to do was his best peek angle was on the other side of the classroom. And she trained him to teach from over there. Conditioned response. True story.
Yeah. Well, we had young people. Some of the younger kids, and I went to a private school eventually. It was built similar to like you were talking. It was, and, you know, school was old. Buildings were from the 1800s. But it was a great place to go to school. And there was kids there that paid a lot of money. This girl said, I'm failing. I don't want to do work. I'm going to get, and I did sit in the front too. Always. And didn't know I was still there collecting notes. And she just came in there and took her top off. She passed. I couldn't believe it. Didn't know I was there. She walked in the class at the end of the class.
You know what they say. You've seen one, you've seen them both.
Hey, I would have a comment about, you know, you're talking about the credit cards. We don't have, I don't have those. We had credit cards, and that, the thing is they want, they're not making money unless you're using them. And I had one with a dog during all that food nonsense, and we paid it off in full. We never used it, so they took it away, which I don't care. But one thing people may not understand is you got to be careful about them constant little payments they put on there. They wait until you don't pick up and recognize them, and then by the time you do call them to get it back, we can only go back so many days. They're keeping the rest of that money, and it happens.
That's right.
And you may not.
That's right, and that's why I've been bringing this up. And so, if our class is wondering why I'm talking about the Menards Capital One credit card and other credit cards and how I handle these situations, is because exactly what you're talking about is happening. And Mrs. Finelli is she's a degreed mathematician. She has her master's degree, and she has a bachelor's degree in mathematics. And so she's very detailed-oriented. And what she does is she scours all of the bills, the statements, transactions. And, of course, we use they're itemized in our preparation of our federal state taxes. So she looks at these things, and the minute she finds them out, it's my job to go to war. And I don't mind going to war. And when the phone bill increases, I go fight it. When the tax bill from the county increases, I go fight it. Literally. I mean, I go and make the appointments, and I get our taxes reduced. And when I see these charges, immediately I fight them, because it adds up. And when we're talking over 29% interest, you know, usury starts at 10%. Okay? 29, over 29% is outrageous.
And the thing is, most
immoral.
Most young people and every families just think, well, this is just me. This is just $5. But let's tack that on to just look at it, factor in a city. How many people in one city that's happening to? Now, let's go further, a county. Now, let's go further, a state. You're talking a lot of money.
All right, let me give you a concrete example. One of the things that I do in USA Prepares is bring concrete examples that I've experienced in my life to the broadcast classroom. So we can talk about hypotheticals, and I'll say, okay, here's an actual case. And that's how I was taught. When I went to the university, I learned that in the business world, there are two kinds of ways of teaching. One is numbers. Okay. And the way the Wharton School teaches business is numbers, numbers, numbers. Everything relates to numbers. And econometrics. And the Harvard approach is a little different. Harvard is people in case studies. So here's the situation, here's what they did, and here is the result. So you could learn from what actually happened. And I was introduced to both at the university where I did my formal training for years. And the numbers that we're talking about are so great that you can, and I'm going to give you an example right now, a case study. I was the consultant for a very large city in North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And my job was to automate the city, to design the and expose the city government corporation to all kinds of computer technologies and help them decide which applications they would like on their network, which I was to design. So for a couple of years, I did this. And we built an early 911 center. You know, just call 911. Well, when you make that call, it ends up someplace. Well, there was no place for that to end up before we built it. So we built it. And I actually thought it was a good thing, calling 911. Well, it's changed since then. You know, you'd call 911 for an emergency. Now, it's kind of out of control, right? Well, the city decided they wanted to pay for this 911 and automation of the entire city. So how do they pay for it? Well, it's easy. It's with taxes. Now, I was not involved in this part, but I learned about it. They put a 75-cent tax on every landline. There were about 100,000 landline customers, telephone customers, and the city had their way and charged everybody 75 cents. That's $75,000 a month. First month is pretty good. After a few months, they had so much money, they didn't know how to spend it. As a matter of fact, they wanted to hire me to run this system. And I turned it down. They were going to pay me the second highest compensation in the city. Second just to the police chief.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So the city government corporation figured that since I designed it, no one knew more about it than I did. And that's why they're willing to pay me second only to the police chief. So I just looked up during the break how much a police chief or a sheriff makes in North Carolina. The average right now is between $97,000 and $109,000 a year, plus tips. Plus tips. It's an enormous amount of money as far as I'm concerned. And they were going to pay me almost that much, you know. That's what I'd be making today if I were willing to, if I had been willing to accept that position, which I declined. I declined that position. And I think that there's some hard feelings because I walked away from that offer. And they went through great lengths to try to encourage me to take that job. But I didn't want to do it. I wanted to be a farmer and make no money. So that's where I am. And by the way, Glass, I want to share this, and while David's with us, that we have no sponsors for USA Prepares. Not one. Not one organization, person. We accept no money from anybody. Nobody. So I can say whatever I want on the air. Of course, and our instructors can as well, and callers can as well. Of course, there's no profanity allowed. Those are my rules. And I am not beholden to Menards or Lowe's or Home Depot or any particular products. When I say that I use a product, it's because I choose to, not because anybody's paying me. No one's paying me anything to be their shill. Nobody. I wouldn't accept it. And as many broadcasters do today, they've got donate buttons. You can give them money and they'll fight for you. Nonsense. Nonsense. They're not fighting for anybody but, in my opinion, themselves. Themselves first. It's my opinion. Now, I don't know them all, but of the ones I do know of, that's what they're doing. Give me money and I'll fight for you is what they say. and I'm not buying it. David?
I agree. I was listening to a bunch of other shows, a lot of other shows, before I started calling here. I started listening to your show when you brought up your 817 Yaesu when I was doing research. That's the radio I've mentioned. I don't mean to say this real quick, but that's the radio I've mentioned that I don't have. I can't afford that right now. Not the other, the Bell.
I have a Kenwood. I have a Kenwood 444, I believe.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's an old one. My ham rig is really old. It's like 20 something years old. I don't buy anything new. Now I did buy some Bofang UV-5R. Is that what you're talking about? A little radio?
Yeah, those are the new. Those are the ones. Yeah, that everybody, you know, they tried. Now, can I comment on this without going off? I apologize ahead of time.
Sure.
You brought up about the button, and that was the reason the government was going to ban them.
That's what they said, but I mentioned true.
About the wattage capabilities and the extra bands. Now, the government's not going to come out and say that because everybody's going to run out and buy them. I'm like, oh my gosh, this thing will do this. You know. So, no, they're not going to say that.
Right. So, what we're talking about is the Bofang, B-A-O-F-E-N-G, B-A-O-F-E-N-G, model number UV-5R, $19.99 shipped by eBay right now. You can buy them right now. And they are, another thing that I read is they are banned by the federal government because of their capabilities and the fact that they can use all kinds of frequencies and you can program them, and they don't want you to have them. It's as simple as that.
And
that's the real reason.
I think the wattage has been clocked on them to up to 8 watts, which by law they're supposed to be 5 watts. So they do put out more power. Now, they are harder than heck to program, but there's free software like Chirp, it's called, where you can program it via computer, you know, within seconds probably. But you really should know how to use them in case you don't have access to a computer. So, you know.
All right. My recommendation, David, is that if a person wants to have communications when things go bad, which I absolutely positively believe they will, this radio will do more for the smallest amount of money than anything I can think of on the planet. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's a reason even the diehard radio users, they can afford good radios, but everybody I've heard has them as backups or in their stock.
Right, and this Bofang UV-5R, it's available on eBay right now and Amazon. $19.95 is the lowest price, $19.99. Comes with an antenna, an earbud microphone on a thin cable, a rechargeable battery pack, and the charger. All that, $19.99. But you're going to need at least two. And they work better than the family radios in terms of distance. But the family radio by Motorola is the most durable I found. Dave, did you want to stay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll be right back then. Yeah.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.